BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The US President-elect Donald Trump has been giving details of his foreign policy goals in an interview with British and German newspapers. Mr. Trump told The Times and Bild that his priority was to create fairer trade deals for the US and to support strong borders everywhere. He said the emphasis for his administration should be smart trade rather than free trade. He also condemned the decision to invade Iraq in 2003. Meanwhile, the outgoing director of the CIA has said Mr. Trump doesn't fully understand Russia's actions, intentions and capabilities. John Brennan said that when in office, Mr. Trump should be very careful about lifting sanctions against Moscow unless it changed its behaviour. Horrific details have emerged from Brazil of the overnight violence in the prison in the city of Natal after riot police regained control of the compound. The authorities say at least 27 prisoners were killed by fellow inmates from a rival criminal faction. Most had been decapitated or had body parts chopped off. The Serbian president has warned Kosovo that if deemed necessary, his country will send the Serbian army to protect Serbs living there. On Saturday, Serbia failed to send a train painted with slogans proclaiming Kosovo was Serbian to an ethnic Serbian part of Kosovo. Parliament in Turkey has given preliminary approval to a new constitution that will considerably enhance the powers of the president. There'll be a second round of voting later this week. More than 1,000 people have attended the funeral of Rwanda's last king in the country's former royal capital, Nyanza. His named successor, Yuhi V, lives in northern England. Senegal have become the first team to win a match at the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. They beat Tunisia 2-0. Earlier, Algeria needed a late equaliser to secure a point against the rank outsiders, Zimbabwe. And that is the BBC News.